Welcome to The Mountain Gardener with your host, Ken Lane. Gardening can be challenging, but with Ken's tips, tricks, and local advice, you'll reap huge rewards. Now welcome your host, Ken Lane.
And welcome to this week's edition of The Mountain Gardener. This is your host, Ken Lane. We're here every week talking about the landscapes of Northern Arizona. And the weather's turned. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's perfect for planting, not just for the plants, but for you. I mean, it's warm out. You can take a short sleeve shirt and be out there. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's just comfortable. You're not going to get roasted, sunburned. Well, your plants will like that too, especially many of your vegetable type of gardeners. Many of those plants are tropical plants. That is, they are warm when you are warm outside. They're hot when you're hot. They're cold when you're cold. Let's say something like a tomato or an eggplant or a cucumber. Things that form a fruit on their, they just produce a fruit, a tomato, a watermelon, a squash, a pumpkin. These are things that do not like to be shivered and cold. So, 2 weeks ago, it was chilly. There were little snow flurries at certain elevations. It was weather. It just had a chill in the air. It wasn't nice because all of us really wanted, we were tired of winter. Anyone else tired of winter besides me? Well, now it looks like we're back into, the spring season, full planting. Now, normally the locals use Mother's Day as your demarcation line, as the start date for your summer planting. Before that, we do spring planting. So when we're talking flowers, it's pansies and snapdragons and dusty miller. And really, you get into geraniums and petunias. They'll take some light frost and bloom just fine. But you would never plant something like a zinnia. You would never plant a tomato before that. You wouldn't plant eggplants, anything that forms a fruit. These are summer plants. So they like warm soil, warm nights, warm, not just during the day. We're talking, they want to be warm when you're warm. If you can go outside and sleep out on that in your garden and not get shivered and cold, you're good to go for your vegetable gardens. Now, before that, leafy things like lettuce and spinach and cauliflower and broccoli and onions and garlic and potatoes, they love the spring. They love everything about cold. They want it to snow. They'd love an inch of snow on the ground. They thrive. The flavor comes out better when it's chilly at night. They like to shiver. In fact, they don't shiver. They're not tropical. They're actually plants that have a lot of antifreeze in them. And that's why many of those vegetables are very high in antioxidants, a lot of other beneficials. That's why it's so valuable to grow your own spinach, to grow your own Brussels sprouts, to grow your own kale, Swiss chard. There's a whole series, things that you're harvesting the foliage or the stems or the flower, like broccoli. Those are things that like spring. They prefer spring. They want to be planted. I mean, back in February and March is when they want to be planted. Things that are frost sensitive, things that form a fruit on them, those are things that like summer. They have no interest in a cold night. They'll shiver. They shiver. They'll catch a cold and die on you. Or they'll shrivel and the tips will brown on you. Things like basil. No interest. You got to wait till Mother's Day or beyond. Really, it's really June. I'll wait to plant my cilantro and basil till the end of May or first part of June because it really wants the soil to be warm. It wants it to be hot. So some things I've been doing myself. I've cleaned up all my containers. My raised beds are ready to go. The potatoes are in. I plant potatoes in a big pot. And then as that potato seed starts to grow, I backfill it with some more potting soil. And by the end of summer, fall, really by fall, I'll dump that bucket open. And you can take one seed potato and turn it into 100 pounds of potatoes. It's so much fun. You want to mesmerize kids. Have them grow a potato plant or two and just put them in a bucket. And not in the garden. I mean, put them in a container, a grower's pot. Just plant one. As it grows, as that stem, as that vine grows up, backfill it and backfill it and backfill it. And then come usually September, October, often I'm having potatoes for Thanksgiving dinner. I'll just take that bucket. You take your grandkids out there, you dump it over, and there's just, you know, 24 potatoes sitting there, their eyes wide open. They're going, oh my gosh, can we touch and feel them? Can we take them in? Can we eat them right here in the garden? I mean, that's the magic. That's generational gardening. That's just fun. So if you want to connect with the kids, you dads, you grandparents, you just want to have a fun garden project that's not behind a computer screen or a Game Boy, try growing a potato. I'd say strawberries are that way. They just grow and you can pick those. And there's nothing more magical than lifting up strawberry leaves and you see this beautiful red fruit. And strawberries are one of those things, yes, they taste okay in the grocery store, but once you grow your own, everything that you get from the grocery store from that point forward will be putridness. I mean, just is not going to taste good. It's going to be like a tomato in January from the grocery store. A tomato picked fresh in July from your own gardens. Oh, my mouth's just watering thinking about it. I mean, it's just a whole different thing. When that fruit can stay on that plant just a little bit extra, just an extra 5 days, it loads up with twice as many sugars, so the flavor comes out on that. That's one thing I can, one bit of a tip I can give you. Yeah, okay, I was on potatoes, strawberries, just growing things with your kids, get them involved and they take off. But if the flavor's a little off, even if you let it mature and it's just not quite there, a little secret. Normally, the reason that is your soil had a lack of calcium in it. So you want to put more calcium, and calcium is what brings that flavor, ups the size, brings the color out. Calcium is the secret. If the calcium count in that soil, it picks up from the roots. If it's really low, you can really see this show up in a blossom end rot. So the fruit gets so off flavored that where the blossom was touching that fruit, this is really valuable for peppers and tomatoes and squash. The actual fruit will rot right off where the blossom was touching or forming the fruit. It's a pollination issue. That is always a lack of calcium. If you've got that in your gardens or you've had it in the past, you're missing out. You're losing part of your fruit because half of it rotted, but mainly the flavor has not really been rich and deep and flavorful and just makes your mouth, your tongue just become alive, which is what it should be. That's why we grow these things in our own gardens. If you need more calcium, there's a couple sources. Well, there's two main sources. One is bone meal. So that's why we put bone meal 0-10-0. It's 10% phosphorus and it's loaded up with calcium. It's mainly ground up chicken bones. That's what that is. The problem with bone meal this time of year is it breaks down so slowly as the bone starts to break down. I know they chipped it up and ground it and it's a powder form, but it still takes forever to break down and become available to that plant. You're really putting bone meal on right now for next year's garden. It takes that long to break down. If you need a stronger, faster release, richer, deeper calcium source, something that's available right now to the plant, then you put on calcium nitrate. It's 19% calcium. It looks white. It's a white granular powder. You sprinkle it on there. It kind of looks like bone meal, but it's available immediately to the plant. And so when I'm amending my soils, getting them ready for planting, I'll amend that with some all-purpose plant food, 744, kind of a balanced fertilizer. And then I will also at the same time add calcium nitrate. We really specialize into this edible stuff, but that's what I do. And then I'll plant, I'll water things in, I'll top dress with some shredded cedar bark, and I do all the stuff I do with my vegetable garden. But then also, about a month later, maybe 6 weeks, after I've watered quite a bit, usually mid to the end of June, right before the monsoon season starts in July, I'll go ahead and top dress my vegetable gardens, especially those things that need calcium or the flavor's been just not as rich as I wanted. I'll top dress. I'll just sprinkle a little bit more calcium nitrate around the gardens, and then it just waters in and goes into the soil and becomes available. And that two-step program really brings the flavor out and the size of the fruit. and prevents all blossom and rot on those plants that might have issues. Anyway, we've got Lisa Waterslane coming in with your garden questions. Be right back after this.
You've been listening to The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane, owner of Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Join him every week for timely garden advice right for the gardens. Visit Ken where he can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Hi, Waters, with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers. Gee, my flowers just bloom too much.
Said no one, ever. Hi, this is Kenneth Waters. We had a crazy winter and everyone's ready for flowers in the garden.
Waters Flower Power is made specifically for Arizona that gives flowers that extra boost to burst into bloom.
It's an energy kick in the plants.
Get ready for roses that rule, peppers that pop, and tomatoes that triumph.
More power to the flowers with Flower Power at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
You've been listening to Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener. Green thumbs learned while working in the Family Garden Center. Now welcome back to the Mountain Gardener.
All right, we are back with Lisa Waterslane in the studio. She comes each week with your garden questions. Just what are your neighbors talking about? You can learn a lot just by listening in. It's kind of like reading a book, only the questions you want to hear are the same things your neighbors are seeing right next door. And so you don't have to figure out what's next. You just listen in and go, oh, they've got spider mites. Oh, the things aren't blooming. Oh, so welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
This has been a busy week
with
like chamber stuff and events at the garden center. It's like hard to keep up.
Easter weekend.
Yep.
Busy, busy week.
That's right.
But a beautiful one.
I'll take it. So, what are you doing? You want to share any life stories? I'm so tired after that last Chamber of Commerce event on Wednesday that we had 300
people.
300? It was thralls of people, hundreds of people.
Thralls.
All the business, nonprofits, government, private and public sectors, they were all here. These are the community leaders getting together and just trying to figure out how to help our community be better, help each other be better. Mm-hmm. And so that's what a business leaders get together and do that. I do that through Rotary. You know, some folks do it through Lions. Some folks do it through
Kiwanis
or the Lodge or the Chamber of Commerce. They just, there's different ways to connect. But in this age, I think we actually believe we can do it by ourselves because we have Google and our phone. And what you find after a while is, especially when you put, you know, some serious money on the line where you're risking your family's livelihood and your retirement and livelihood, you realize quickly when you get that much on the line, you can't do it on your own. You need friendships. You need connections. You need relationships.
Sure.
And not just spiritual at church, but now it's chamber commercial. It's social through service clubs. It give back. It's missions trips. It's all kinds. There's different ways to have a relationship, but that's what that was about on Wednesday night.
It was a lot of fun. We had the Embry-Riddle Color Guard, Honor Guard?
ROTC Honor Guard. Yep, they came and posted the colors. Yeah.
That was amazing.
They did a nice job. The precision is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Then we pledge allegiance, which, hundreds of people do the pledge.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Right.
And then the Embry-Riddle Honor Guard, the color, they actually perform saber techniques and rifle performances. These guys are nationally rated.
Mm-hmm.
And they perform for us, all the business leaders. They're the pride and joy.
It was really cool to watch. I enjoyed that. County. It was a lot of fun.
I did too.
But fun event and good time for people to get together and get the communities together because it was Prescott Valley, Prescott and Chino Valley.
Chino Valley, yeah. We should actually apologize though to a small group of folks, to our neighbors around Waters Garden Center up in the Four Bean Park area.
Sorry.
We are sorry for clogging the neighborhood. I didn't know that many people would show up. Next year, I'm going to partner with the folks that have the golf courses down, the golf carts downtown, the Silver Nails with the Greyhound buses, the school district. Mm-hmm. We'll have a transportation from Abaya Judd down to here. Just we'll take all that off-site parking up there and make it so much easier. Oh, my gosh. It was stressful.
It was a little hairy there for a while. And, yes, our poor neighbors had cars everywhere.
So apologize. You come in and mention you were irritated or just liked it, or you support us, and we will personally walk you around and help you shop for flowers, a new tomato plant or something. We'll go out of our way for you. Right. So anyway, garden questions.
Yeah.
That's what this segment's all about. Mm-hmm. And anything going on?
Well, Debbie would like to know what's going on. She's had a lavender in her yard for about 2 years now. The plant itself, the foliage, looks terrific, but she can't get that darn thing to bloom. So what would you recommend?
So, yeah, that's a common problem for lavenders, common for lilacs and forsythias and flowering quince. There's several things that are, they bloom, roses, they bloom and bloom, and then they just don't bloom. Mm-hmm. That's always a nutrient soil thing. So lavender specific, they are drought hardy, so they don't take a lot of water. Mm-hmm. But many times you put them in a container or a raised bed where the drainage is really good. So they live, so they look good. The foliage just thrives. But then when we do water, or we water a little too much, it flushes all the nutrients out from the root zone of that plant. And so there is no phosphorus left. Phosphorus, it's nitrogen, phosphorus, potash. It sounds like she's out of phosphorus, and that's that middle number that creates blossoms. So real easy, come in right away, because they're going into bloom. Come in right away, get a bottle of Flower Power 54. It's a blooming fertilizer we make here at the Garden Center, and it's 54% phosphorus, that middle number, and it's all water soluble. The plant will pick it up immediately. So you mix a little bit of this up in your watering can, you pour it around that plant, do it a couple times a month, and within, I would say, 4 or 6 weeks, that thing is going to be covered with so many lavender blossoms. The fragrance will come out. The color of the foliage will actually get better, more silvery or blue on that plant just by putting Flower Power. Anything that blooms, mm-hmm. give it Flower Power a couple times a month, and it will be a game changer. So we made it for flower baskets, you know, to have a hanging basket with hundreds of flowers on it. It takes a lot of phosphorus, a lot of plant food to do that. But it also transfers over very easily to a lilac that's stubborn, a rose that's stubborn, or in this case, a lavender that just doesn't want to bloom.
I always equate the Flower Power to a Monster Energy drink or something like that.
That's a good idea.
It's that same, it's like a big kick in the pants for them, because I think sometimes they get lazy.
Yeah, it's a good way to look
so
at it.
It kind of kicks them in the pants and they go, oh yeah, I'm supposed to bloom.
Yeah, and they will, just like that. They'll start picking it up. I mean, just immediately, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I can make this microphone bloom just by dipping it in Flower Power. Maybe not.
Could you make your hair? Maybe not.
Yeah, I can make my hair grow back or simply by... You're mean sometimes.
Sorry, that was bad. Okay, Lacey has our next question. She wants to know if she can grow a bloomering lilac in a pot, but in addition to that, put some annuals, petunias, alyssum, sure. Things like that around the edge. Are they compatible with each other?
Yeah, they're compatible, absolutely. Companion plants, as we call that. Especially, I'm still on that one. Bloomerang lilacs, uh-huh. That's a dwarf lilac.
Right.
And so it would grow in a pot for years and years and years to come. I would say a bigger pot minimum would be maybe 18 inches to 20 inches across, mm-hmm. about that deep. So you want some soil volume to really help take the water pressure off of that plant. Yeah. It's drought hardy, but the more soil you have, the more fudge factor you can have. Well, what that will do is we don't sell a bloomerang lilac that large. So you're going to have some extra space. So it's really nice to accessorize the edge with white stream,
lobularia.
Yeah. You know, pansies just look magical around that. Mm-hmm. There's so many choices. Geraniums, I mean, petunias, calibrachoa, mm-hmm. beautiful, flowing over the edge. So you do that. But that'd be good for maybe a couple of years. But eventually that lilac's going to get big enough, and it's going to be the showpiece by itself. The beauty with Bloomerang is it will repeat bloom several times in 1 year. So it's not just bloom once and you're done. It's right. Bloom again and then bloom again and then bloom again with that great same lilac fragrance.
I would hesitate. A warning, I guess. Don't put anything like an ivy or a perennial vinca in there.
I know.
Because, they'll end up taking over the pot and kind of squeeze out your lilac.
Those are perennials. Those things you mentioned. So vinca or periwinkle, people. Right. Ivy's a perennial vine. Yeah. They never die back. They just keep growing and growing. And eventually they will choke and squeeze. I've seen them break pots or split, just squeeze pots apart till they crack. Mm-hmm. Of course, they will climb up into the lilac and just nothing competes. I mean, they just choke out life from everything. I mean, don't stick your hand in the pot too long. It will start to grab it and suck you in. It's that kind of plant. They're great for a while. That's why you want to keep mint.
Right.
Vincas and ivies into pots. Because if you put them in the yard, they keep spreading, doing the same thing. Oh, did you smell that new strawberry mint back there?
That's really cool.
It smells like a strawberry daiquiri. It's just so delicious. We have to get one of those. It's a brand new mint, organic, mint. Mm-hmm. It's non-GMO. They came out with this flavor of mint that smells, tastes like strawberries. Be great, a nice tea or something.
Oh, yeah.
But plant in a pot. Doesn't take over. Ken and Lisa Lane and the Mountain Gardeners, great questions this week. We will be right back.
You're listening to Ken Lane, aka the Mountain Gardener. Ken can be found throughout the week in Prescott at Waters Garden Center. Listen each week as he answers timely garden questions unique to mountain gardens. Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandmother would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Purple Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. They don't just bloom once in spring, they bloom again in summer. Mine bloomed 3 times last year, making spring last well into fall, and just $29.99. Come check out all the heavenly new sights and scents that are making this spring the most beautiful ever. Lilacs like Grandma used to grow and better. Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Plants are a lot like puppies. They need care, water, and food.
You wouldn't forget to feed your puppies, so don't forget to feed your plants.
Waters 744 All-Purpose Plant Food is a gourmet meal for your plants.
The only food for Arizona plants for the nutrients they need for big blooms, a hefty harvest, and tremendous trees, all naturally.
It's time to feed your plants with 744 All-Purpose Plant Food from Waters Garden Center in Prescott. You've been listening to The Mountain Gardener with local expert Ken Lane. Join the conversation every week as he answers timely garden questions. Email Ken a question directly from your phone to his desktop through the web at watersgardencenter.com. That's Waters with 2 T's, gardencenter.com. Now welcome back your host, Ken Lane.
Now, I think you are good to start planting tomatoes, peppers, the summer planting. It looks like the weather's right. I know Mother's Day is what we use, but that's a 100-year average, and it slides back and forth by a couple of weeks depending on the season. The forecast looks exceptional. I think you could plant some things now. I wouldn't commit to the entire garden just in case we get that one last freak storm that Northern Arizona is kind of famous for. So, but it doesn't look like, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen, but it could. So with that, I would say go ahead and plant a few tomatoes. I've got 2 in the ground. I'm going to have like 6. I have 1 jalapeno pepper. I am going to plant another hot pepper like a habanero or probably some big gems. I just love grilling peppers on the grill, stuffing peppers with some sausage or a cheese and just olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and then grilling those. Oh my gosh. It's so good. I live for those big, spicy, juicy peppers on the grill. But I'm not going to go all in, just as insurance. That, and it may feel warm outside, but your soil isn't quite warm enough yet. So I'll plant a few things, but don't commit all the way. I'll do that in 3 weeks. I don't know. I'll go kind of little bits at a time, and then it takes some pressure off of me. I don't have to plant everything at once and be, just dying at the end of the day. I can plant a little bit this week and then go off and play. A little bit the next week and then off and play. A little bit. I just do it in waves as insurance and just for ease, just for me. And it's kind of fun to come into the nursery. I mean, I love being there when the trucks come in. I just walk through and go, oh, look at that. Oh, there's something new. Like we just got in some tomatillos. I grabbed one of those going, ooh, those are hard to find. You don't see those every day. Ooh, and they look really good. I'm taking one of those. So I go in. It's just fun to see the different crop rotations, different varieties showing up. And why not just enjoy that? If you love gardening, of course you're going to love a garden center. So go through and just ask when the deliveries come. And for at Waters Garden Center, typically Thursday afternoon, we get these huge trucks of nothing but vegetables and flowers and herbs, a few flowering shrubs. Those growers come in then. And we try to merchandise it the end of Thursday, Friday. We show it all off, organize it by color, by variety, or by flavor, so that when folks come in for the weekend, which is the big rush, Saturdays, it's busy. People have the day off, and they've got the time. They come in on Saturday, and they buy stuff. They take it home and plant it over the weekend. But if you know when that truck is showing, you can have first dibs. You could be here Friday morning and go, oh, I got the best of the crops. I get to see them all. So, and each nursery, if you're in the White Mountains, they all have a different delivery, different system, different delivery. They're coming from the farms at different rates. And so you never sell from your farm. It's too dirty and it's not safe. I mean, farms are made for commercial settings. You grow them there, you harvest them, then you bring them in and show them off in these glorious, you know, garden center facilities. And ours is, you know, covered walkways, patios. Everyone gets confused by the greenhouses. I've got two ginormous greenhouses. I mean, there's thousands of square feet. People, I can't buy a plant from underneath there. It might not make it. I'm going, that greenhouse structure is not for plants. It's for people, so they're more comfortable. I mean, basic retail. We want you to come in and just be so relaxed. You lose track of time and you just enjoy the moment and you're looking at plants. You just forget where you're at for a bit. That's what we're trying to do here. So those structures, I mean, my greenhouses, the walls, each individual wall can go up and down independently. It's got shade fabric that goes back and forth depending on the sunlight. It has ventilation at the top. In fact, it's sawtooth design. It's more ergonomically, environmentally friendly, so it doesn't need to be cooled or heated as much. So there's a lot to it. But there's a reason that we did it that way, to lower cost, you know, heating costs, more environmentally correct. And then also, it's just comfortable. So people linger longer and just watch the butterflies and the hummingbirds go by. That's what it's all about. So don't commit. Don't feel like you got to go, we're all in this weekend and then we're done. I would do it a little bit softer at the higher elevations. I would just do it more strategically. Give that soil time to warm up and give your plants time to adapt. And then also, just in case the weather doesn't hold, you're not worried about, do I have enough sheets to cover things? Oh my gosh, will a blanket work? Do we do a box? What do we do? It just takes the pressure off. Just trust me, it really works. Something that you all should be aware of in the Verde Valley, Cottonwood, Camp Verde, Sedona, those areas, you have got a spider mite outbreak that is rampant right now, and it's early stages, and it's really early. Be aware, and I know this is. It always starts over there. It always starts in Kirkland, the lower elevations, Cordis Junction, Camp Verde, Cottonwood. You folks are seeing that, and then it just comes and spills up over the hill. It's because of all the moisture, the bugs will be bad, and so we're seeing spider mites. The leaves look dusty or dirty, and we're seeing it on roses. We've seen it on evergreens. Be aware, and if you see that, treat it. So I told you how to do that last week, but it's plant protector, or there's a spray, multi-purpose insect spray. If you see that, or take a white sheet of paper and just tap that foliage on top of the paper, and if you see the dust rolling around, jumping, that is spider mites. It just slowly crawls around. That's spider mite. Come talk to us right away before it kills your plants. It can literally kill plants. Be right back.
The Mountain Gardener, your source for timely garden advice right for higher elevations. Guaranteed to make a difference in your yard this season. Gee, my flowers just bloom too much.
Said no one, ever. Hi, this is Kennett Waters. We had a crazy winter and everyone's ready for flowers in the garden.
Waters Flower Power is made specifically for Arizona that gives flowers that extra boost to burst into bloom.
It's an energy kick in the plants.
Get ready for roses that rule, peppers that pop, and tomatoes that triumph.
More power to the flowers with Flower Power at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
In a new place, it's difficult to know who to trust, how to get help at the house, and which nursery will simply do what they say they'll do.
At Waters Garden Center, we're here to help, in the landscape at least.
Our team of plant ambassadors know your neighborhood, the plants that add color, increase privacy, and add fragrance and beauty.
And we can show you exactly how to plant locally, or we have teams to do all the work for you.
We are Ken and Lisa Lane, and we guarantee our plants will live up to every promise here at Waters Garden Center. You're listening to The Mountain Gardener with local expert Ken Lane. Mountain gardening is very rewarding, with a few of Ken's tips, tricks, and garden shortcuts sure to turn your thumbs even greener. Now welcome back to The Mountain Gardener.
We are back with Lisa Waters Lane in the studio. She comes each week and just has her opinion, her thoughts, her garden expertise extraordinaire. I described that well enough?
Yes, you did.
You've learned a few things about gardening over your lifetime. You only grew up in a garden center and then made your way through college as a florist and then came back into the family business to take over from your parents. And then just we've been doing this for, I just thought about this, 92, 20, not quite 30 years. That's a long time doing answer gardening questions. We came back into the family business 92, the first spring was 93, so right in there. So we were young things.
We were. What happened?
We aged out and had a lot of kids, and I still love coming to work every day.
I do, too.
Still fun.
There's no better place to work than a garden center.
I would agree.
It's just amazing. And you were talking about the event we did the other night. I love the garden center in the evening. It's just so – it has a different feel to it in the evening time than it does during the day. Really cool.
Yeah. The sun was just going down and finally people were so relaxed.
Yeah.
I had to turn the lights off and on and tell people to leave. They were just relaxed. They were just going to stay there all night. It's like, it was, well, you make this like it's your own living room kind of thing. So it feels comfortable because that's the way our family is. And we like to share our living space with other folks, and it kind of feels like our house. I know it's a retail space, but it's meant to feel like a backyard garden party.
And something about the fragrances, they're different in the evening. They're more intense or something. I'm not sure what it is, but it's just a different feel, a different smell. But if they want to experience it, they should come to the Rotary Grapes for Grades that we do.
It's true. Yeah, we raise money. We partner with Rotary. So they're a business service club. So business leaders, community leaders get together. And then we try to figure out how to make our world better. They're the folks that ended polio. They're the folks that want to have clean drinking water for everyone on the planet. It's that group. Ambitious goals. But every club, every community on the planet, I think there's 35,000 clubs in the world. Mm-hmm. There's five right here in the Prescott Tri-City Central Highlands area. Uh-huh. So three in Prescott, and one in Chino, one in Prescott Valley. So we just get together. Well, I partnered with them because they want to – they've got a math and reading clinic in the summer. They fund completely. They've got a high school seniors that are lacking. They have a whole program. They fund online training to get them caught up so they can graduate on time. Wow. You got these great things they do. I said, well, I'm a Rotarian. I love the club. Those are great causes. They match up with our community, our company values. How about if we give you the garden center and then you do a – fundraiser. Yeah. And last year they raised $54,000 one night and it all went right back into the community. And that's what that is. Anyway, it's the best garden party around. And I'm not biased at all.
No.
It is really fun.
It is really a lot of fun. And it's a good chance to see the garden center in a different light and come out and see other community members. It's a lot of fun.
Tickets are on sale here at Waters Garden Center. And they're $50 each. Mm-hmm. They're $100 for a pair, or they're $150 for three. You can do the math yourself, but $50 to get in. All the wine and
you
food.
Don't have to be Rotarian to come.
Oh no,
it's open to everybody.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. They don't do it to promote that. They want to raise money for the community. So it's their fundraiser,
and that's in June. Right.
June 30th, the last Sunday in June. We close a little bit early, and that just keeps going through the evening. Mm-hmm. And the fragrances, like you said, just some fine wound, food and friends. And it just
That's another one. We have to kick people out. We're like, we're done.
They're so relaxed, having fun. So it's a great thing. Come, we've got tickets here. Come get them. Yeah. Join us. It's all the money comes in. I did just confirm one of the guys in the club, his personal second home is in Austria.
Ooh.
He's giving 2 weeks away, his personal home, not the plane fare. You can get over there whenever you want, but he's really flexible. It's my house.
Yeah.
He actually managed the Chicago airport.
Cool.
The airport. Mm-hmm. That was his living. Well, he retired here. So he could have a house anywhere on the planet. He decided, this is my favorite spot. And he's got a second story. We should bid on that. There's another one in Italy, the same way. They're going to give away a Italian villa, not give away, auction off, just highest bidder,
like the
thing.
Timeshare.
The money goes to the cause, kind of thing.
And that's the live auction. But that sounds like fun. I would like to go to Austria.
I like taking pretty women to Austrian places. You're right up there at the top of my list. Yeah.
Anywho, now that we've spent all that time on
have a segment gone.
I was going to talk about gardening outside the box.
Okay. What does that mean?
What that means is it's kind of, you know, for years we line up our little vegetables in rows and we garden that way.
Yeah.
And people have gotten a little looser about that, and they're mixing things together. They're not lining things up. There's the three sister gardening.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing on that. But I think it's a really neat idea to start mixing a lot of your annual flowers, your vegetables, and even some perennials together, whether you're doing it in a container or you're doing it in a raised bed, or even out in a garden plot.
Sacrilege! You can't mix and match. All the peas must be in their own little part of the plate, and all the nothing must touch.
Right.
I think you can mix and match.
Well, they do. And in France, they actually do it a lot. It's a really big thing in France. And it helps. You're using the flowers to draw in those pollinators and beneficial insects that you need for your vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, every year I get this question. I have a huge squash vine and I'm not getting any squash. What's the problem? Yeah. Well, you're not getting pollination. So, you know, you either have to go out there and do it by hand or put some annuals out there. They're going to draw in your pollinators and it takes care of it for you.
And it's pretty. Mm-hmm. So squash plants they're big. They're aggressive.
They're long.
I wouldn't call them pretty. Sprinkle a few flowers in there, and it doesn't have to be marigolds. It can be something, blues and yellows seem to draw in the pollinators, those pollinating moths and flies and bees. Go for those and put them in. It makes it pretty. Put them in the pot. Swiss chard, such a pretty plant. It's beautiful, and it's edible in the same container, same garden, same raised bed. Mm-hmm. It's just stunning.
And there is some science behind mixing your fresh flowers and your herbs and your veggies, because the confluence of smells actually confuses the critters and the insects.
Well, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I know. I learned that too.
Huh.
But it's kind of just the different textures, different smells. They kind of camouflage each other. So the insects kind of go, I don't know. Do I want to go here? Do I not want to go here? So
they'd rather have everything lined up in a row in your garden and just eat it from one end to the other.
Right.
Or the gophers go right through and just suck it underneath the ground one end to the other. So, they don't want to be confused.
No. But anyway, I thought that was really interesting. And,
and
for those of us who want to try keeping down insecticides within the garden, and it'd be great.
There was one plant out there. I was picking a few things for our garden. There's a purple-leafed mustard. It's stunning in color. I try to pick up purples because it's darker colors. It's hard to get that in your diet. It's good in antioxidants, cancer fighting, that kind of stuff. So I try to look for those. It's a leafy vegetable, so you can grow it. It grows fast, but it's beautiful, just stunning, like a huge lettuce leaf is what it is.
Wow.
But it's got this thick texture to it. I think it'll be great sautéed or on the grill or with squashes. I'll figure out how to use it. I plant it first. Figure out how to use it later.
So some things to think about if this is something you want to try. You know, veggies need, 6 hours or more of sunshine. So, you know, pick those flowers, those herbs that are going to want matching sun requirements. So don't put a coleus next to your tomato.
I know.
They won't be happy together. So pick those similar things. And if you're planting a larger, like a raised bed, that kind of rule of odd numbers, threes and fives, you want to do that same thing with your veggies and your flowers and that type of thing. And mix up your textures and your heights. So if you have a tall tomato plant, maybe you want to plant a trailing calabacoa or million bells petunia with it.
Good advice. Great stuff. So mix your pollinators in with your flowers and your with your vegetables, and all of a sudden you pull the bees in and everyone's happy. And it confuses those things that want to eat it all. That's great advice. Come in and talk to Lisa and the crew for more garden tips, tricks, and advice on your edible garden.
Look for more tips, tricks, and garden shortcuts through Ken's website, podcast the show, read his weekly garden column, or follow him on Facebook and Instagram at watersgardencenter.com. That's Waters with two T's, gardencenter.com.
Wondering why my garden looks amazing? Well, that's personal. The personal garden shopper service at Waters Garden Center, that is. Before talking with my personal shopper, I had no idea which plants would be best for me. But now my garden is bursting with flowers and buzzing with hummingbirds. Just go to watersgardencenter.com, click on Shop, and choose Personal Garden Shopper. A Waters Garden expert will pick the perfect plants for you, personally. The Personal Garden Shopper, only at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Hi, Waters with this week's Plant of the Week and our Flirty Skirt Pansies.
No more shy pansies, these blooms beam back at you.
Frilly, cheery, flirty flowers resemble Marilyn Monroe's rippled skirt blowing in a breeze.
She enjoys growing in her inclement weather in a carnival of colors priced at just $7.99, so you can enjoy more than just one.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love flirty flowers, they love to shop.
Welcome to the Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane. Gardening in the mountains is different. Listen to Ken's tips, tricks, and garden shortcuts guaranteed to make your gardens more beautiful than ever this year. Now for better advice that works locally, welcome your host, Ken Lane.
And we are back with Ken Lane and the Mountain Gardener. The beauty of having a radio studio in your garden center is when you've got smart plant people in the studio, in your garden center, you can grab them going, hey, my customers, that's interesting. You, tell my customers, tell the whole state what's going on. So Eric Moore came in to train our staff our here at Waters Garden Center. So this is good enough to get just beyond our employees. Our plant folks, you need to share this to all the backyard gardeners. So I invited Eric Moore. He's the sales manager for Bonai Corporation. This is a family-owned business that makes fertilizers, bug killers, repellents, organics. So he's our go-to guy when I'm not sure where to go. And their website is just a wealth of information. I'm just going to call Eric. He'll tell me. And so, Eric, welcome to the studio. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. It's good to be with you today.
Super. So we were talking about repellents. So we've got deer, javelina, pack rats, squirrels. We're in this wildland interface. Northern Arizona is famous for our forest. You can go out and just hike and go. But a lot of our homes are now invaded with herds. I mean, swarms of javelina and pack rats and squirrels. But you've come out with the best line of organic repellents. I'm just so impressed. And you were sharing some tips for us. Thank you for doing that for us, by the way.
But then, absolutely.
How do you come up with some of these ideas? How do you come up with what will keep deer away from this lilac? How do you do that?
Well, you know, a lot of times, first of all, it starts from our customers. They're asking for things like this. So a lot of it, our responsibility is how to respond. How do we come up with these products? So we've got a great team of people who really work hard. And the natural / organic products, if you will, that's become our mantra. We do more of that than anybody else in the industry today.
Yeah. Now, what do you have herds of like deer in the back of the factory back there. You kind of throw, here, put some put this on this lettuce. Let's see if they'll eat it.
You know, we laugh about that. Our company is actually right out in the middle of Farm USA, upstate New York. So, absolutely. We're able to test that there.
So now, Repels All is one that I've been selling from Bonide. I've experimented, played with it for years. I can't find one that works better because I'm always looking. Yours works. But you've got a liquid and a granular type of repellents. So you put one on the foliage, one on the ground. Can you just explain to customers, to listeners, how do you decide which one to use for what kind of animal?
Well, what I like to tell most people is look where the damage is being done. And try to understand what the animal is. So if we're talking about a deer, you know, they'll forage both low and high. But if we're trying to protect the tree, that's where our real concern is, then obviously the liquid is going to be the best option for that. Now, if it's something down in the grasses, then our granular gets down in that. It's going to stay there probably a little bit longer. And you can do both. There's no reason why you can't use both to kind of protect that area.
Shock and awe, go all marine on
absolutely
them. Don't let them get away.
That's right.
We've got wild javelina here at most of the elevations. It's a wild pig like thing, comes in herds of 10 to 15 20 pigs, a baby is included, and they root up and they rototill the ground. We've had pretty good luck at putting the granular Repels All in that area where it gets up their nose on their feet. And it just irritates them where they don't want to dig that part of the garden up anymore. And they go over to your neighbors and they dig up their gardens instead of yours. Pretty good luck with that.
See, and you just mentioned one of the keys is what we're trying to do is change the behavior of the animal.
Yeah.
Move them. We're not, with these type of products, we're not hurting, we're not harming, we're not killing the animal. We're trying to move them. So whether that's through the, you know, something that's in their eyes, their nasal cavity, whether they taste it and don't like the bitter flavor, that's, we're trying to change their behavior and move them from that area.
So Lisa and I have a timeshare up on Lake Powell. We got a houseboat we share with several families, and the ducks, they love the back platform on the back of the boat. They sit there and they poop all over. They make a mess. You can't get, it's a mess. So I am literally, I've got this on in the car. I'm going to take it up next time we go up the lake. And I'm going to spray Repels All on the platform where these ducks roost. And I'll have a report back to you and let you know, did it keep the ducks off or on? I've heard that it works for like woodpeckers on fruit trees, on birds. And I've got high hopes.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear how you do with it. I've actually tried it with a woodpecker.
Yeah,
had great success.
Yeah, good.
So yeah.
Now you also make some other repellents. Tell us about those. Your Molmax. You've got a deer and rabbit. I'm sure I've got dog and cat. And we don't talk about all of them.
Yeah.
But what's one that maybe is a top seller that really works that you think would fit for listeners?
So let me just speak about the deer and rabbit for just a second, because in the Repels All, if we go back to that, one of the things that's in that is we use rotten eggs. And that's one of the things to repel. Well, we don't want to use that in the garden itself. We could do a barrier around a garden, but you never want to put that right in your garden. We
Why?
Do. Well, the rotten eggs can be poisonous.
Oh, it'll translocate into the flavor of
right.
the...
And you could actually you could become sick from it.
Okay.
Okay, so what we want you to do then, if you've got deer, rabbits foraging in your garden, we actually have a product that uses hot pepper or cayenne. So now what we're doing is we've got a product you can use right in the garden, and really we're just going to light up their mouths and tell them this is not the area you want to be in. Go eat somewhere else.
Yeah, so it's a hot pepper. And you get it to stick on the plant with a wax or an oil of some sort.
Yep.
And so when they nibble on that foliage, they pick up that hot pepper on their tongue and it just lights up. Kind of like a Mexican food place. You eat a little bit of salsa, it's okay. You eat more, it gets hotter. And then it gets even hotter. And now you're going, more margarita. I can't get enough milk. Water.
Hey, we've actually even had people use this on horses where they're cribbing on the fencing.
Oh, really?
And they spray the fence with it, and the horses get that in their lips, and then they cease to chew on that fence anymore.
So. Now, one of the most exciting products, you came out with this 2-3 years ago, I don't know however long ago, Molmax for gophers. I'm now bringing it in by the pallet load because it is so successful at keeping pocket gophers in check. Explain, how does that work? I know the castor bean oil is
right.
Castor bean is the main ingredient. But how does that work, really? You put it on the ground and they burrow underneath it? What? How does that work so well?
So what we found is burrowing animals do not like, I mean, it is something that drives them away and does a fantastic job with. And so as they get close to that, they know what they're basically doing is they're sensing danger.
Oh.
Okay, so as they sense it, they know they've got to move away. So been very, very popular product. You're right. We have people bring it in truckloads. Again, this isn't a product that is killing the animal, but it is moving it, and it is protect. So you want to what you want to think of it as a protectant. Now we do want to always caution. Don't animals tend to get used to products?
That's true.
Okay, yeah. So when you're putting something like this down, don't treat it like a fertilizer. Treat a smaller area at once. Kind of move it around, and you can move the animals away from your yard doing that.
Now you were sharing with our staff. You said do a section of the garden or the landscape at a time.
Right.
So do like the back patio, and then checkerboard it or
yeah,
explain
absolutely.
That to listeners. How's best to use a granular repellent?
So with any repellent, yeah, that's a great way to say it. So let's picture your backyard for a minute. Start at the back towards your house and make a quadrant out of the backyard. Start one side. And wait for a couple days.
Okay.
Then go to the next side. And then just keep moving your way till you've gotten to the back of your yard.
So you're shooing them away. They can sense this.
Yep.
You're kind of, instead of a shock and awe, you surround them, give them an escape path so they can get to the back fence or
absolutely.
Back to the back golf course or back to the back. But it's all natural. It's not going to hurt your puppy dogs.
No, not
birds.
At all.
It's just completely natural.
That's the beauty of this is we can do this without harming, children. I mean, this is safe for your family.
Yeah.
This is safe for your pets. So absolutely, that's one of the keys to it.
People are worried about their animals, as they should, but even more so than they're worried about their cats and dogs, even more so than their husbands. So they really don't want to hurt the wildlife as they should. And it's organic. We're drinking groundwater. It gets flushed down. It's all safe.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that. We're trying to introduce more and more organic solutions. And Bonide Corporation, you guys rock it. You are like the organic rock stars in my world. You do a great job. Thank you for doing
that
for us.
Thank you. That's important to us. I appreciate it.
Eric Moore, the sales manager for Bonide. You live up in Oregon? Oh, in Utah.
Yep.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I didn't mean
love
to
Oregon
insult.
No, not at all.
But thanks for coming down and training us here in Arizona. Be right back with more on The Mountain Gardener after this.
You're listening to local garden expert Ken Lane, the owner of Waters Garden Center. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, located in Prescott, 1815 Iron Springs Road. Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Gardener. Gee, my flowers just bloom too much.
Said no one, ever. Hi, this is Kenneth Waters. We had a crazy winter and everyone's ready for flowers in the garden.
Waters Flower Power is made specifically for Arizona that gives flowers that extra boost to burst into bloom.
It's an energy kick in the plants.
Get ready for roses that rule, peppers that pop, and tomatoes that triumph.
More power to the flowers with Flower Power at Waters Garden Center in Prescott. I remember as though it was yesterday. Should we be open Sundays or not? The revolution came after church social. After the fellowship, a friend was heading to the box store to get some plants because Waters wasn't open. Sunday was his only day to garden that week, just like it was yesterday. Waters Garden Center. It's open on Sunday from 9 to 5, with plant experts ready to advise on any subject. My name is Ken Lane, owner of Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road, here in Prescott.
You've tuned in to The Mountain Gardener with local garden expert Ken Lane. Join him each week as he answers timely garden questions that are sure to make a difference in your gardens. Now welcome your host, Ken Lane.
Now I have to, let me just advise you, we're in the planting season. It is the ultimate time to be planting, let's say things like red buds and crab apples and lilacs. You're just into it. Privacy screens. You can put your vegetable gardens in. Flowers are ready to go. Have greenhouses filled with them. One thing to watch as you're out there gardening, if you've got an ugly plant, would you do me a favor? And for the love of gardening, please get rid of that dog. You've been dealing with that thing for like 2 years. It still hasn't come around, and it's still as ugly as ever. I think this year's the time to commit. Take a shovel to the roots and pull that baby out of the ground. And for $9.99, you can have a new one. We live in America, for goodness sake. You don't have to have ugly plants. And so I've got one plant that's struggling. I'm going to give it till middle of May, and then that I'm wanting it to go. I want it to die. I give it a chance because it's the gardener in me. I feel like I have to. But really, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I think I'll just go home this afternoon and pull it out of the ground. I already root pruned it, shifted it around. I'm fertilizing it like crazy. So I need more energy on this thing so it can just sit there and look at me ugly again. Here's what I'm doing with it. For this one plant, if you've got an ugly thing here or things that are late waking up, here's a little trick. I make a fertilizer here at the garden center. It's called Flower Power 54. It's 54% phosphorus. It's a water soluble food. What I would do is for those that you've got an aspen or an apple tree or a lilac or a lavender that just hasn't bloomed or isn't quite looking right or isn't woken up and the neighbors have, or you just want it to leaf out now. Mix up a few gallons of Flower Power. It's got a scoop. You give one scoop of this Flower Power for every gallon of water. And just go through and take your watering can and just water the roots. And that fertilizer is just immediately available to the plant. I mean, just like right now. It forces new root hairs and more top growth, especially flowers, blooms. That's the name Flower Power. And fruits. It just forces more roots and blooms. Give it some of that. I would do it twice. Do it now, follow up in a couple of weeks. And if within a month, this thing is still just not doing its thing, it's still ugly, something, a lilac that just hasn't bloomed for 3 years straight, get rid of that thing. It is time to call it. I mean, the economy is great. I'm feeling pretty good. Just for a little bit of money, you can have a great experience in the garden instead of struggling. I know your grandmother used to dumpster dive behind the garden center and pull out new things, but that's back when the whole generation was poor all the time. They just did that. I don't know. My grandmother, I used to go dumpster diving with my Depression era grandmother, and I have fond memories, but I don't want to do that with my grandkids. I want to take them fishing out on Lynx Lake or take them hiking or go and on a balloon ride or on a cruise, some Disneyland. I want to do that. I think that for me, that fits my MO and sorry, I'm on my soapbox. I just see too many ugly plants in my neighborhood. I'm going, oh, how do they live with that? I think I'm embarrassed for them. And then I know they're trying to, they're gardeners, they're trying, but some of you gardeners have to get over yourself and just go, this thing has a life cycle and its time has come and it must go. Anyway, Ken and Lisa Lane, we hang out here at Waters Garden Center throughout the week. We love talking to friends. You can razz us about our ugly plant syndrome thing, but we'd love to talk to friends. If you listen to the show, love to hear that as well. Hi, Waters, with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
Gee, my flowers just bloom too much,
said no one ever. Hi, this is Kenneth Waters. We had a crazy winter and everyone's ready for flowers in the garden.
Waters Flower Power is made specifically for Arizona that gives flowers that extra boost to burst into bloom.
It's an energy kick in the plants.
Get ready for roses that rule, peppers that pop, and tomatoes that triumph.
More power to the flowers with Flower Power at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
If you want a more fruitful garden, increase success in your landscape that just feels better, then tune in every week to The Mountain Gardener. Years of tips, tricks, and garden shortcuts are guaranteed to make your gardens nicer than ever. Listen to this podcast or read Ken's weekly garden column by visiting watersgardencenter.com. That's Waters with two T's, gardencenter.com. Thanks for tuning in.